We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, April 1st, 2026, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Clay, Baugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Jurgens. We'll begin with the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held March 18th, 2026. Approve all claims through April 1st, 2026 in the amount of $595,746.83. Accept claim number 260400066 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $778.28 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Receive 2025 annual report for Cortland Volunteer Fire and Rescue and Claytonia Rescue Squad. Approve utility permit number 1345 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. Windstream will be removing temporary line and replacing it with a permanent line on the north side of Apple Road, east of 96th Road. Windstream will start at pedestal 292OC in the north ditch of Apple Road, plow a new communication line in the outer edge of the right-of-way, and splice into existing line at pedestal 298OC, located south of Section 1 Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Yamaha Township. Approve utility permit number 1346 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. Windstream will be removing temporary lines and replacing them with permanent lines along Locust Road and South First Road. Windstream will start at pedestal S468OC in the north ditch of Locust, plow new communication line in the outer edge of the right-of-way to pedestal S464OC along the west greater ditch of South First. South First Road and splice into existing line. Windstream will also remove another temporary line along South First Road and replace it with a permanent line. Windstream will start at pedestal S457OC in the west greater ditch of South First. Plow a new communication line in the outer edge of the right-of-way to pedestal S434OC and splice into existing line. Located south and east of Section 15, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Approve RFP for mobile application development. Bids to be opened on May 27, 2026 at 9:15 a.m. That would be for the app for Gage County Connect.
Move to approve with an amendment.
All right.
The bids are to be opened on May 13th at 9:15 a.m.
Motion to approve the consent agenda as presented with correction to item 8. Bids for the RFP to be opened May 13th, 2026, and not the 27th as listed.
Well, it's just on that, or we got to change this one.
Yeah, whichever one. I had it down on the other one.
Which would you prefer, sooner or later?
So if we do this, it gives them 6 weeks, so I think that'd probably be adequate.
13th? Let's change that RFP to the 13th.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Lytle. Any discussion on the consent agenda with the amendment to item 8? If not, please vote.
I can't. There's nothing.
Doesn't work anyway.
Okay.
Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 260400000.
You forgot a zero.
0000066 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $778.28. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through April 1st. 2026 to $596,525.11. This is a company I own.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this claim? If not, please vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors. Seeing none, welcome to everyone. Happy April Fool's Day. We'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, Winter Lights, Mr. Dorn.
What's happening to our system?
Well, we're fools, all right.
Dave's here.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
We just had a few things. We're getting bids for new floodlights after our old ones around the courthouse building. They've are at the end of their life, so getting bids for new LED lights for that. And these new ones are adjustable in both wattage and color, so that I'm going to get one to be able to use to try out and see, you know, what the features are and see how we like it before we do buy any. Extension office, we're getting some bids for painting the extension office, and I should have those back by the next meeting. The door on the east handicap ramp, the second sliding door, is to be installed Wednesday, April the 8th. And last, I have been working on a tree grant. I talked to Don about this. I'm going to gather information of what is needed and cost of things, and then I'm going to give her that information and let her do the hard part. At least that's what we discussed yesterday. What the tree grant, it does include cost of new trees, tree removal. It even includes concrete removal and pruning existing mature trees. And what I have in a kind of a preliminary plan would be to reconfigure the driveway a little bit on this northeast corner so you can make a three-point turn easier, removing some of the concrete where the generator is and relocating the generator into the yard further out. Start with that.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Anything else for building and grounds, Mr. Dorn?
Or a move.
Why?
Anything else, Mr. Dorn?
Nope.
Equalization, we had some tax corrections for the homestead values. Villages, it sounded like, are going to increase again, although they've already increased valuation due to sales. Farm ground appears to be the same direction due to increased sale prices. Valuations will be going up there as well. Beatrice is being reassessed this year, commercial and residential, and that should be basically done. So that all went up to Lincoln for approval. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket item. We have a rare one here today, just one. City of Beatrice, quarterly probation, utilities, quarterly EMS services, $46,387.80.
Thank you.
Human Resources, Employee Relations, we have ongoing negotiations with the FOP. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
Lisa, you got anything you want to discuss in committee reports?
Just a couple things.
Okay.
Yes.
Away.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Lisa.
I just wanted to recap a little bit. I know I discussed with some of you at committee meeting, but for this past weekend, we did deploy 3 and 33 task force, and we had 7 departments that actually went to assist at Peru. That ended up being a high timber area. Out of those locally, we had out of the 7, we had 21 firefighters that also, you know, joined those. The biggest thing is we had also a fire risk day on those 2 2 days as well, so we had two other active fires on our own. So these departments are sending resources that they know, you know, are needed. It's a matter of filling the need and assisting within our own region, and with it being part of our region out of the Southeast District, very, very important for us to go. Governor Pillen did extend the burn ban. We want to try to get that information out there. It's easier, you know, so till April 10th. Very important. We're welcoming any kind of rain that we can get, you know, to help get those fuel sources tamed down. So, but moving forward, I think that emergency management side of things is we are always looking for ways to mitigate. You know, obviously, you know, with the green coming up, you know, and some growing season coming up, we'll probably try to, you know, reduce that fuel stage. But moving forward to zoning, today you have that resolution in front of you for Bob Graves for a commercial agricultural business. So that will move forward with your, you know, with your approval if you're ready to do so. The other thing is we had our public hearing for Roy Mulder for Ash Road Poultry. That will move forward to you guys with a recommendation for approval. But a full hearing will come towards you. Those notices have been sent out for your next meeting, I believe the 15th, right? I'm looking straight ahead. Yes, the 15th. You have a hearing at 9:30 for that. So we'll get you your information that you need for that. So, and then planning and zoning, our next meeting will be April 23rd. So April 23rd at 7 p.m. With that, I know that there'll be other questions coming up here later. So unless you have questions for me now.
Anything for Lisa right now, or you want to wait until later? With that,
thanks.
Nothing from the sheriff today?
The sheriff is away, so we don't have the sheriff today. I don't believe we have anything that we need to discuss. Yeah, plenty going on, but I don't know that we have anything to discuss today. Oh, for the EMS meeting. Gotcha.
All right, Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
AM.
Dirt crew and asphalt crew did lots of things. They met with Minnelli. I'm summarizing. Discussed truck driving. We also discussed tree letters. I went out and did a trial to see how many tree letters that we could accomplish and how fast. And I did a tree letter about every 10 minutes so we can kind of book through those and start working on getting those done. We're talking about in 2 weeks, we're going to try to get a letter together that we're going to send out to every parcel owner, because we're going to start really cracking down on trees within our right-of-way. So there should be no trees, shrubs, any sort of... basically, the ditches should be clear from center out 33 feet. That's the way it's written in state statute, so we're just going to work on enforcing it. That's it.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? Mr. Jurgens.
I think last week those two metal culverts were installed south of Odell. There were two bang bang, and that is done. But I know the foreman told me that the ground was so dry that if we ever get some rain, it's going to be a mud hole through there. So we've got to have to be patient to get that shaped up.
Across the culverts themselves?
Yes.
They use dirt instead of rock?
No, they rocked it, but there's still going to be some compaction problems.
Did they wet the dirt when they were packing it? So
we don't have water.
So we just laid it in there and hoped. Okay.
Mark, another quick question. We talked about a couple meetings ago about leaving the village limits, entering village limits signs for speed changes, because when it goes by statute, the speed increases to county road speed when you leave city limits. Do we have a timeline on when those signs are going to go up?
I spoke with the village of Adams on this one. They have not gotten back to me on it. I will double check with them.
Well, that could be. I mean, those would be our, you know, for our signs for.
Yeah, there's. We haven't ordered anything yet. No.
Okay.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? Mm-hmm. If not, we'll move on to the regular agenda.
He did step out.
Okay. I think he's here for the RFP, so...
Oh, yeah, he might be gone then.
Okay.
Approve or disapprove resolution number 26-04 for special use permit 2026-1 for the placement of a commercial agricultural business to be located on a tract of land located on a part of the southeast quarter of section 2467, Nemaha Township.
Move to approve. Second.
I think that was moved by Juergens. Second by Lytle. Any discussion on this permit? Resolution 2604. Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove recommendation for a special designated liquor license to Red Barn Farm for St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Fundraiser on April 24th, 2026.
Move to approve. Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Dorn. Do we have a sheriff's report on that one? There's no issue, I assume. Just to reiterate, sheriff's office is aware of the application and does not oppose issuance of the designated license. Any discussion on St. Paul's liquor license? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Discuss and approve or disapprove resolution for a moratorium on data centers and request the PNZ Commission to study, develop, and make recommendations for regulations to the Board of Supervisors to review, approve, and adopt regulations pertaining to data centers. This was discussed on Monday. We really can't issue a moratorium, I don't think, legally anyway, without going through process of PNZ as well as, you know, the public hearing process there, coming back to the board, having a public hearing here as well, and then issuance of something like that. I would not be in favor of that anyway. I think that sends a very bad message to the outside that we would put moratorium on projects like this. We did it in the past. I don't know if we did it legally or not with the wind farms or wind regulations. There was not a project at that time. There isn't a project at this time, but there are a bunch of options purchased. I talked to Lisa Monday during the meeting. If there are water issues, there's a moratorium on wells being drilled right now. I believe it's a 3-year moratorium on wells, or there's a moratorium on wells, and it would take a 3-year study showing sustainability to get a well with current regulations. If we would get a permit in from a data center, a power plant, a business in general, I'm not going to say a data center, we'll say any business, because there isn't a permit on this right now, we have the ability to issue additional constraints. The biggest constraint on this one that I think people are afraid of is water. That's our number one resource, so that's the number one thing we have to be thinking about. We could issue constraints on that water in our current permitting process. Setbacks, height restrictions, all the things that government tries to do to hamper development, we can issue all of those things right now. I think it's important before we shut down any development in the county that we really step back and look at what message that sends to the outside. We want to protect our citizens, our resources, and what's going on in our county, but we also want to keep the doors open. Patty's talking about valuations going up, taxes go up. Probably get more calls on taxes than anything else, maybe not right now at this time of year, but we will be. The only tool the county has in its toolbox to keep taxes down, there are two. We manage our county well. We keep our expenses down, purchase correctly, run lean. Our income comes from property tax, so the only way that we keep our taxes down as all the costs go up is to broaden our tax base. We're 72% ag. We are not going to gain additional ground unless you guys are okay with sending the sheriff over to take over one of our neighboring counties. I don't see us taking over a neighboring county, so we're not going to gain more land. Our other option is bring investment into the county. We need to be as welcoming as possible to companies as they want to come and invest here, whether it's local companies that want to expand or outside companies that want to bring dollars in as well as jobs for our citizens. So I guess my opinion would be, even though we can't do this today anyway, I would ask you to really think about the message you send to the outside world when we say, no, we don't want your business. No, we don't want you to invest here. I'm saying, yes, we do. Not only do we want you to invest here, we're going to welcome you and make things as easy to do business in Gage County as possible. Doesn't mean it's a free-for-all, but we're going to try to encourage people to come into our county, offer our citizens jobs, as well as pay additional taxes here to our villages, cities, and communities. It's my 2 cents worth on this item. I'm sure I'll have 3, 4, and 5 more cents later, but I'll open it to discussion with the board. Mr. Juergens.
Would it be prudent to have planning and zoning take a look?
We instructed them Monday to already start looking at regulation potential changes for businesses such as data centers, so they'll already be taking a look at that. Lisa, do you need a formal letter or anything from me saying that?
Yes, please.
All right, so we will be getting you something formal asking for that review. That's prudent anyway to move forward looking into what additional regulations may be needed for any large construction project like that. Saxby.
And you talk about the message that you're sending with the look and the image just by having a moratorium. If you look at the definition or what the intent of a moratorium is, it's only a pause. It is not a, we don't want you here. So when you talk about that, I want to get you a dictionary because that's not what that is. We've successfully had a moratorium on solar, opened it back up, and then had a successful application already. So that, I very much disagree with that. I think that especially if given a temporary moratorium, it allows time to review. And you talk about tax base and bringing in revenue, and I get that. And I think everybody understands that from a tax-paying perspective. But we also have to respect the investment that has already been made here as well. So finding that balance, because people that build their homes here or that have already invested here mean just as much as your billion-dollar industry. And so I want to make sure that we are finding that balance. And I don't see any reason not to take that pause, work through the process. It doesn't say no to me. It just says we want to make sure that we're doing the best for the health, safety, and welfare of our constituents first.
Thanks. Board discussion. You guys are really quiet. This is the big one.
I'm not in favor of a moratorium right now either. I think you really nailed it the way you said that. I'm not in favor of it right now. I need, as I said on Monday, I need more info.
I would like to point out one more time, too. there is nothing that the planning and zoning could implement, nothing at all, that I'm aware of, that we don't have the power to implement already if someone would file a special use permit.
I've seen nothing to argue one way or the other. I mean, I have seen nothing on this.
Well, there's technically no project. This is hypothetical, where there is a lot of money invested already in the land, though. We're always talking property rights. A lot of it comes down to homeowners' rights, things like that. Big business, it's going to change the way things are. It doesn't matter what it is. As things progress, there are changes that are going to happen regardless of whether we like them or not. Some are for the better. Some are for the worse. I mean, I can make a heck of a good argument that these cell phones are the worst thing that have ever happened to humanity. They're here, and we're not getting rid of them. Technologies come along, and we work them in. They integrate. Gage County is not going to stop progress regardless of whether we want to or not. So we either work with what's happening or we watch things pass by. Once again, that does not mean this is a free-for-all by any means. The concern of water was brought up multiple times Monday. That, I think, should be a number one concern. No matter what, that's our a number one resource. I can also bring it back and say it's not communities and it's not businesses, it's not power plants, and it's not data centers that are the water issue on our aquifer. I think no one likes to say it, the aquifer issue is irrigation. So if we want to stop the water problem, we stop irrigation. That's, I mean, it's an obvious decision.
You might want to check your numbers on that.
I think it'd be hard to say that data centers are using more than irrigation is in the
I'll
state.
I'll look it up. I'm pretty sure those numbers are quite inaccurate.
I did look it up.
I would like to know that.
He's pretty close.
Well, I did not look that up, so I'll be the first to say I'm saying that looking across the state with an assumption.
A large data center will use the same amount of water as a village, a city, 10,000 to 50,000 people, unless it's closed loop, unless there's different structures in place. They can also put holding facilities. I have no idea where it is. Is there a wet creek running through it? They can dam that up. They can recirculate water through them. But the data that I found online said Nebraska farm irrigations were 700 to 1,100 gallons per minute. And the data center, some of them use that. Callie informed me this morning that in the desert, they put data centers in the desert. And they're not relying on water. There's water for some of it, but it's air-cooled. I'm going to continue on it a little bit. I had a discussion. I told Eric, I was in Wyoming, and my son's friend runs the Laramie River power plant, which is one of the very, very large coal-fired power plants. And they do 1.9 mega billion or whatever it is. They supply LES, they supply nine states. I asked him, I said, what's your thoughts on data centers? He says, put them in. I said, okay, I'm ignorant. I know nothing about it. Tell me why. He says, well, for one, we don't have the energy that the world needs right now, the U.S. needs right now. We all sat through Nebraska Public Power, OPPD, talking about we don't have enough energy, we've got to turn things away. It's one glitch away from we don't have power. He says a data center, something that they don't talk about, is that power, the excess power, will go back into your grid. It will help you in the long run on your energy needs. And he brought up the fact of, I have no idea what options are or anything. He used 30,000 an acre because that's what, there's one going in somewhere in Wyoming. They were going to buy ground at 30,000 an acre, put it on the tax roll as an industrial park at 30,000 an acre valuation instead of 5,000 an acre ground. The positive of that, and then the tax base alone. So, I mean, I know very little on this, but I'm not, again, I'm not in favor of, moratorium has many different meanings, halt, stop, pause, you know, it can be later. We can research everything without saying we're not friendly to business. We can put all the restrictions we need on anything but to kill something before it ever starts. And when I say I haven't seen anything, no one has talked to me. I've seen no paper. The only article I've read is in the paper on this. I haven't seen anything else. No one else has ever talked to me about it. So I hate to stop something personally before it ever starts.
We didn't put a moratorium on ag facilities necessarily, and the amount of phone calls we've had from surrounding areas on us not being ag-friendly anymore, which is not true. We are an ag-friendly county. There are challenges here like anywhere else, but we are ag-friendly. We do want production facilities to come here. Every restriction, you guys know I don't like government. As I sit up here, I don't like government getting their fingers in anything. I would rather see the public do things, work things out, buy, sell, trade, do it on their own. We do need to put some rules in place to protect things like our natural resources, our water, our population. There are items we do need to get involved with. Moratorium is a word that means pause. You're completely correct. The connotations that go along with that and overflow outside of our boundaries are far stronger than we're just going to take a pause. We do have a agenda items to discuss and approve or disapprove this. We're discussing. We do not have a motion on the floor. I don't feel that we can legally even do anything here. That's my opinion as a non-lawyer, dirt-moving concrete guy. I would ask counsel for our county legal opinion on this item as far as placing a moratorium on today. If you could give us your official opinion on this.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the county has passed resolutions in the past that have allowed moratoriums, but I think when they did so, they didn't follow statute, and our statutes require that for any change in regulations, be it a restriction or a pause or a moratorium, it requires public notice and public hearing. So if the board decides that someone should consider a moratorium for data centers going forward, set it in front of your planning and zoning board, ask them to hold a public hearing, and make a recommendation to this board to come back, hold a public hearing on whether a moratorium is appropriate. That would be the legally proper way to consider a moratorium, at least more enforceable if it were to be challenged down the road. And that's my advice.
And I'll tell the board, too, we can still do whatever we want. We take the attorney, Roger, it would drive him crazy. We're given an opinion by the attorney. We can still take action outside of that. It's an opinion. It doesn't become rigid until it goes to court. I'm sorry, Ms. Axby.
Just real quick Google here. Moratorium is a temporary suspension, pause, or authorized delay.
I agree.
Okay. So also in the moratorium, I think the words temporary was also used. And then, so I don't mind either way. I make a valid point that we do have the ability to do conditions. I just don't want to waste our time and somebody else's time if it's, you know, let's say we want to do a closed loop or something like that, something simple. I can see both of these, both options. I just want to make, I mean, if somebody can look at the county that sets a moratorium to allow public input and say that they just don't want us here, then quite frankly, I would question their level of intellect that they even need to come here to begin with. Just the definition.
I appreciate your naivety towards that, but this is the world and this is business, and little things make big differences. We have a lot of population here for our meetings. We don't generally have this many folks coming. In direct answer to the public's concerns here, they're worried about homes, they're worried about water, they're worried about property values. Without a moratorium, I guess, back up just a bit. So let's say we have a special permit applied for while we're in this meeting right now for
I don't know how big a data center is, you know, potentially. We're going to call it a giant data center, huge power usage. That will go to PNZ. PNZ will have to have a public hearing for that special use permit. Correct?
For what kind?
Somebody's applying for a giant data center and a power plant. We're talking something enormous. They would have to apply for a special use permit. Before that special use permit is approved, it would have to go to PNZ. They would have to have a hearing.
Correct.
To talk about that. PNZ would then research that, go through it, go back and forth, get opinions. They would vote on whether to approve, not to approve, with or without additional constraints. That would then come to the Board of Supervisors. We would have to have a special a public hearing for that special use permit. We would go through the process of looking over how does this affect everything, get the information from both sides, and then we would have the final say on constraints, whether it's allowed at all or not, and how that would look. Correct?
Yes, I would agree with that.
So there's a lot of upfront that goes into this. You cannot apply for a permit. Just want to be clear to the public, because water is huge. It's huge to all of us. You cannot walk in and apply for a permit today and say, we're going to build. You can't say that you're going to walk in and build a small data center right now, the way it is now, unless it's very small and falls under some, even a ag building, a small ag building that we're putting up next to other commercial properties on Highway 41, had to come in and get a special use permit, had to jump through all the hoops. A large construction project, I mean, it's exponentially harder for them to come in the first place, but we're going to be looking at water rights, property rights, everything else along the way. Does not mean that that will not affect people. It will. I guarantee you it will affect people. It'll affect people both positively and negatively. But you cannot just jump in and do it now. There are multiple steps that go through it, and I guarantee you, with a multi-year sustainability study on water usage, if it's showing that we cannot sustain the water, we're not going to be the ones telling the data center or other project, you know, I think you should design your project this way with a closed loop or anything else. They're going to have very high-paid people that are coming to us and saying, to be more efficient, to make this work, to do this or that, we're going to change the project to make it work this way. That may be positive, it may be negative, but when we get to that point, there's negotiating back and forth. We do not want to run your wells dry. That would, do the exact opposite of the intention of the board. Mr. Claybaugh.
From my research, the closed-end system is definitely the trend, because that is the issue. Of water,
that seems like a no-brainer.
I can't.
Desert scenario, they're probably air-to-air cooled. I mean, there's multiple ways to do things. Ms. Haxby.
Just the comments from the board. You know, you want more information. Send it to PNZ. Why don't we send this resolution to PNZ so then they can have the public hearing. They can deny. We can deny. But then at least we can gather the information from the public for how we should make that decision.
What do you want the public hearing on?
Well, she said to do a moratorium, it has to have public hearing, right? So if we send it to PNZ to have a public hearing, then they can have that discussion, knowing that they're going to work, and then also to work on the regs, whether we have something in place or not, they can start the work on it. And then, but by having the public hearing on the resolution, then you can get your perspective from the public, which is what everybody's asking for.
Do you want a public hearing for regs specifically on a data center?
No, she said to do a moratorium, you need to have public hearings.
Moratorium on what? I'm asking specifically.
On data centers specifically, because that's what this is about here. It's
you're
on data centers.
You're putting this agenda item before the PNZ Commission for a public hearing.
Yes, and then also within that motion, whether they decide to put a moratorium or not, have them start working on the regulations for data centers.
So, I guess one more thing I'm going to point out. We're talking about something specific, a data center.
That's the concern.
So, if there's a multi 100-acre project that's a big power user, and it's not a data center, it's just gone right by, and the entire intention of what you're trying to do here is gone then, and then we've just gone right past it, and they put something else in place. So it's not a data center. It's some other big user of power, which is also a possibility here in this hypothetical situation.
Well, then we can work on those regs next, Eric, if you really want them. But I'm kind of trying to be realistic on expectations for, like, what we're asking for. That's a lot. As we're reminded very often, it's a volunteer board at planning and zoning. So one thing at a time is probably more realistic than dumping an entire...
Lisa, would you come up, please? No, Jergens is going to tell me to move it along and get going here pretty quick. Specifically, I asked you to look at some of the surrounding counties. How do they deal with these data centers? Because they are something specific. They are a business. They are a big industrial. I would call them industrial, even though they probably appear more commercial. How do they deal with these? Are there specific data center regulations? Do they treat them as an industrial power user? I mean, how are they treated in other areas?
Sure. So as counties move forward, you know, in reviewing their regulations, they're now becoming more specialized in including a separate set of regulations for data centers specifically. I'll reference just Jefferson County's just completed their pending review. They did include a generalized section in there for data centers. But in my research with Lancaster County and Sarpy County, they are including those within an industrial area. You know, obviously their demographics of their growth and so forth could be different. They have county regulations where that falls under, out of the 3-mile jurisdiction of the city of Lincoln, and they consider that to be an industrial use, whereas in Lincoln in the 3 miles, they consider data centers to be part of their office regulations. In Sarpy County, which is another county that has, you know, some larger growth with data centers, they do the same. They include it as an allowable use through the special use permit process for them, and it's included as a use, data centers, but not specific regulations. The other thing that I do know that any investing company that does their due diligence, you know, before they get to this process, is doing all their, community research, the infrastructure, you know, the resources that they're going to need, and then has that next step of moving forward and having the community outreach. But there are slowly regulations as regulations are being reviewed with a separate set of regs specifically for data centers, but yet those counties, Sarpy and Lancaster, are using their existing regulations and fitting those in to a use.
Hypothetically, if somebody came to ask for a permit today,
yep.
How would you go about telling them what setbacks and stuff are going to be? Because we don't have anything that says data centers have this setback.
So that's the question. Is there's nothing in black and white currently that state, you know, similar to our wind regulations and our solar regulations, that would deal with, is there a need for a data center to have a setback? But it's a long process of review, you know, sitting down with the application, with planning and zoning, looking at that with legal counsel as well, seeing where the points of concern are. But the number one in any case will be water use. You know, we'll reach out to that NRD, you know, district, wherever that that particular investment is going, whether it's in the Nemaha NRD area or either the Lower Big Blue NRD, and those are parts of our application process before we even move forward to special use permit process.
Which at the county level, we have no say in how water is used whatsoever.
I would agree there, but that is always the question. When we get up our commission, that's the first thing that they need to understand, that they want part of the information being provided to them. You know, so we always advise the applicant, have that information available to us. That same NRD district is invited. They get a personal letter, you know, to them, you know, asking them to come to the public hearing to offer a statement of their review as well.
Which the NRDs have all been, I would say, fairly conservative on what they're allowing for.
They have. They have separate boards, you know. They have separate rules and guidelines. They're always being tweaked with the static level concerns, you know, water level concerns that are out there right now. Moratoriums in whatever district that are being placed are looking at square foot, you know, water usage being available, so for high water users.
Would you say there's a very... Would you say we're safe? There's not going to be a project that's going to deplete our aquifer or...
I will not say that, you know, sorry.
I guess there's no way to ever say that, that's no, safe. I mean, anything can ever, you know, just rain can make that difference.
You know.
The statistics
are out there, you know, your NRDs are sharing with you the same points of their concern, and their boards are basing their guidelines off of, you know, phase programs, phase one, two, and threes, you know, several of the acres here in Gage County are in phase two, you know, so, you know, irrigation wells are not permissible. New wells, I should say, are not permissible. And several of those higher water users, we've, as a high water user and an irrigator within our own operation, we're in a phase two operation, whereas we go over our metered level, we have to shut down. So, or there's certain hours of time, right? So, but,
a couple of things, and this isn't anything really directly to Lisa, but a couple of things that I'm just going to say. One is that it doesn't matter whether you're sitting over here thinking you're on this side of the aisle or this side of the aisle on this conversation. The one thing that I think that we can all say, whether it's Rex's information or it's stuff that Callie brought, is that we've all learned something. Starting Monday morning when we started this discussion, we've all learned about data centers and what we're, you know, what they do or don't do, or the things that are out there that, you know, supposedly they do, and the dangers of them, and, you know, all these different things. But we don't have the answers. We're not experts. I do feel like this conversation is good. Whether you're for it or against it, I think this conversation is good for several reasons. And I think that we need to continue this conversation. And I think PNZ, sending this to PNZ to have discussions, and, you know, maybe not necessarily to create regs, but to have conversations about what could go on in our county, I think is a good idea. And it could be positive towards building one, because now we're educating everybody in the county as to this is what it's going to be, this is how it works, this is how it functions, and this is how we're going to handle it once it comes. And so, you know, it might be totally positive for a business to build. It might, you know, show the negatives. So I think we need to continue the conversation. I'm not a fan of the moratorium. But I do think the conversation needs to continue on, and then we look at what is the best way forward from having that conversation. The other thing that I want to throw out there is that Terry and I have been on the board long enough that we have experienced, and Lisa's been a good share of it as well. We've experienced the windmills from the start regulations, and Rex was here at the beginning of that as well. And you know, we started with regulations that were, you know, in one place, and then we've taken and we've gone to another place with them. And you know, I caution us to jump too early at creating some type of a regulation that's going to affect things one way or another with indirect, you know, we're going to create some indirect results. Okay, we think we're doing good, or we think we're doing the right thing, but in the end, we recognize that maybe we didn't have all the answers, and what we thought was good wasn't good. So I just feel we should continue the conversation and make sure we get the information we need, and then move forward with the direction that we need to go.
Mr. Adams.
Geographically, I don't even know where this is. I mean, I know up in the Adams area. That's all I've ever heard. So where is it? I mean, is it how close to Adams? How close to E-Energy?
There's land under option north 41 on 43. I think east and west both. The thing that hasn't been brought up is there are other projects in the county right now that people are working on also. This one just happens to be the one that has been brought up.
Where my mind is going on this, the Adams Zoning District, E-Energy, that was built under Adams Zoning, correct?
It was a TIF project, correct? And so it fell under the jurisdiction.
That's a little bit of a specialty, though. It's outside of the one-mile zoning.
That's where I'm going with this, though. What happens when all of a sudden we're no longer part of it because all it takes is that part of the equation, and we have zero say?
It goes away. It comes out of our hands, and it goes to
zoning. So, I mean, we're so early in the game, it's hard for me to spend a lot of time arguing one way or the other. I know nothing on it yet.
These folks have concerns, though, specifically.
I would, too.
And it's very fair. If a permit comes in, I just want to keep going over this because we see these all the time, and we see people come in where they are concerned. If a permit comes in, there's two public hearings at different bodies, two different votes as well, with stipulations put on. The public is part of that process. Lisa, how do you go about notifying people? It's not just the county and the permittee that are notified for these public hearings. Do you put a window of X distance around that and send out to every landowner?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we would go, if there was easements or moratoriums or land granted, we would have to take minimum or legal notification. State is 1 mile. I take the over precautionary side, and I go always, you know, 1.5 to 2 miles when I'm doing my geofencing and identifying those individual landowners that would receive a letter guaranteed that we would, you know, in the Voice News and in the villages and so forth. Those
but not just to the newspapers, so that if you miss it, you're out of luck.
No.
These are letters sent to landowners.
On the average, we may send out, you know, on just a normal side of things, we may send out 150 letters to just landowners that have identified. But that's on a normal special use permit process. But yes. And then staying in contact with PNZ, also, you know, knowing of applications and so forth that are coming forward. But
Ms. Axel.
How about, so we're not going to learn too much more today. What if we looked at, I'm going to try this one. I move to send concept of data centers to planning and zoning to review and allow them the ability to hold a public hearing if they feel a moratorium is necessary.
You make a motion to send send reviewing the concept of data centers to PNZ for review and possible public hearing and moratorium?
Possible, if they feel that it's necessary after they've started discussions to learn more about it.
Did you get that on?
I'm trying.
Okay. We have a motion to send reviewing the concept of data centers for a public hearing to...
Data center regulations.
I'm sorry. We have a motion to send the concept of data center structures, regulations to P&Z for review, possible public hearing, and possible moratorium.
Yeah, because you have to have a public hearing for a moratorium.
Correct. I just want to make sure whatever you want.
Yeah, so if after some discussion they feel like that's a prudent step, then they could do that, have the public hearing.
Motion to send concept of data center regulations to P&Z to review and allow to hold a public hearing.
For a moratorium, if deemed necessary.
Would you be okay with public hearing with potential for moratorium? So yeah, they could still have a public
potential
hearing for something else without a moratorium?
Sure.
Just to leave it open for them?
That's kind of
Are we not doing that now, though? I mean, other than the moratorium part.
We are not setting a moratorium, no. We're sending it, like my motion would be to send it to planning and zoning. And if they start reviewing data centers and the regulations and they deem it necessary to have a moratorium at that time, then they can hold a public hearing.
But haven't we already set that down to...
No, we have to officially...
We have to officially do it,
so that's what I'm doing.
Monday, I officially told Lisa I want P&Z to review zoning on regulations for...
Struggling.
Large industrial users like data centers. I'm going to send her a letter either way that specifically says, P&Z, I want you to review this.
We have to have the motion, like a motion, an official thing to do that, which is what she's asking for, which is what I'm doing here.
Would you be all right with changing your motion to just request P&Z to review regulations referring to large industrial users such as data centers, and then they can take it and do what they want with it. Just to not have the wording of public hearings and moratoriums in it.
I'm trying to allow it to keep it open. So if they feel like through discussions, I'm digging into it a lot more, because as we said, we don't know that much about it. So if they're going to dig into it, allow them to have the ability to hold that public hearing if they find that necessary. That's just an if.
Lisa, do you
all
need
we're telling
the
to
board permission to hold a public hearing or to hold a public hearing to put a moratorium in place?
We need the request from you guys coming for us to... review the possibility of adding high industrial users, whether whatever it is, to start reviewing those regulations. If you present it, I guess, presentation can also include if a moratorium is needed, please advise us one way or the other. And that can come back to us, to you, in the form of a motion. But this is going to take time. To understand, and look at the community impacts of everything. So it's not something that's going to be automatic.
I know that motion was about as clear as mud, but Amanda, does that cover everything to get it sent to them so they can review it?
Well, we did ask them already to review. Monday instructed her. I would send a letter regardless from the board without a motion.
You have to have a motion. We've discussed that before.
To ask them to review something?
Yes. We've asked, and it never got.
That was when they hadn't taken action and we wanted them to.
Right. So we have to take formal action to say that we want it done.
So, your question, the way Supervisor Haxby proposed the motion, if you were to forward that on to Planning and Zoning, the way I understand it, Planning and Zoning will consider, one, should we adopt regulations or start reviewing regulations for industrial uses or specifically data centers, and is a moratorium necessary? They would look at those issues based on what I understood Supervisor Haxby's motion to be.
Yeah.
Lisa,
yep.
So this is a specific type of business.
Yes.
How do we decide which specific businesses we make specific regulations for versus which we do not make specific regulations for? Like wind turbines, we have specific regulations. Solar, we have specific regulations.
CAFOs,
we have specific regulations. Okay. We keep making more specific regulations. How do we determine which we make specifics for and which we put under a special use permit and treat it as
I would say permit? The biggest input is coming from the community, you know, wanting to understand, you know, should their concerns or points of concerns. The same way when wind was reevaluated, you had an amendment come forward to you to revisit the setbacks, and that took a longer process, you know, in terms of we opened it up for full review. But the community has, you know, a huge impact on, you know, getting that request forward, and so does an industry. I found in the past that the industries that are those investors are very open and honest, you know, they partake in that process as well. But I certainly could see data centers having their, similar to, you know, wind and solar having their own set of regulations in this particular case, and not centered around, I mean, it could be power companies. Again, a large industry, industrial use as well. So,
Mr. Dorn.
Do you think a moratorium is going to kill this?
This doesn't exist. Keep that in mind. There isn't a this. I think putting moratoriums on different items sends a very bad message to the outside investor. We did it with wind.
And solar.
And solar. We didn't put a moratorium on many agricultural facilities. And I know you've probably heard from different producers they're not even going to mess with Gage County because it's too much headache. We have a producer that's going to be investing in Gage County right now that I'm guessing had conversations with more than just myself considering going across the county line because it's less of a headache to invest over there than it is here. That doesn't mean that we don't put regulations on them, but we can still not make it impossible to do business here, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. We want to be as welcoming as possible, but still take care of all of our residents. It's going to affect people still, though. We just have to realize, as there is growth, whether it's on the outskirts of a community or an e-energy or a gas power plant just north of Beatrice built right across the road from somebody that built a house that was their forever home. There's a home right there across the road from the power plant. Those folks, I will tell you, do not care for that gas power plant. The folks to the north do not care for it. There are people that are affected. It's a fact of life, but we still need to be open to businesses. This is a hypothetical. There are options on ground. The way I understand it, legislation will still have to be changed before something like that is even feasible. Water rights would have to be looked at. How the power grid's affected would have to be looked at. How the CO2 is disposed of would have to be looked at. How the gases, how they would get gas to that power plant would have to be looked at. I mean, there's so many pieces out in front here. I think the fear was, as people talk about things, they think it's going to happen tomorrow and no one's going to know about it. Although that would be great in some circumstances that somehow we could speed track a project through. I mean, we're working on projects right now in the county that have been under discussion for 7-8 years, and I feel like we're in the same spot we were 5 years ago. Projects like this don't happen overnight. So when we put something like a moratorium in place today, I'm not so worried about the projects that are under discussion right now. It's the projects that are being looked at for 5-10 years down the road. Those are the ones I'm more worried about than the ones that are that people have already been working on, but the ones that people are working on, I worry about as well. I think we should look at it. I think we should look at regulations. I think we should keep a focus on water. There's other pieces to it, too. Noise, setbacks, other things like that. I can't imagine that we would let a permit go through, though, and say, and pass it and say, you know what? We forgot to look at setbacks. Or we forgot to check to see if there was water available. Or we forgot to check to see if it was going to brown out the entire northern part of the county. I mean, we don't do that. The part of the beauty of what we do is it is snail speed. It works so slow. And that's inherent because we don't want to miss those things. We have two hearings on a permit. We have two votes of two different boards, two different groups of eyes. We have public input. We have advice from experts. We get information from so many places on such a slow speed so that we don't miss those things. Will it kill a permit from happening right now? I have no idea because there's not a permit. Could it hurt us long term? I feel that it can. I could be wrong. That's just my thought.
So the motion that Supervisor Haxey made, you asked her if she was willing to amend it. I haven't heard an amendment, but I think you're looking for either a second. If no second, her motion fails.
Yep. Right now there's a motion to send the concept of regulations for data centers to the PNZ for review, possible public hearing, and moratorium. And we don't have a second for it.
Yeah. Emily, if you would leave the moratorium out, I would second that. I mean, if they feel there needs to be one.
I guess they can let us know and we can instruct them later.
Yeah.
Sure. I think it's our planning and zoning's decision on whether it should be a... Right. Let them do their job.
If they decide
to do moratorium afterwards, fine. But I don't want to add the moratorium to it. Let them do their job. That's what they're there for.
And I think review is a good idea.
Yeah, they just need to review it.
Are you all right with removing that where it would be concept of data centers, regulations, review, and possible.
Open that up, then data centers / industrial.
Data centers / industrial facilities for review of regs and possible public hearing.
Yep. Well, you wouldn't even have to have with possible public hearing.
Just review of regs because that would cause a public hearing.
Yes, it would cause a public hearing. It would just, it doesn't need that verbiage to happen.
The concept of data centers / industrial facilities to PNZ.
Just industrial.
Data centers / industrial.
Just regular industrial. Just okay. Industrial regulations to PNZ to review. Period.
Yep. Review and give recommendation. Review and give recommendation.
I'm good with that.
Motion by Haxby, second by Juergens. Any additional discussion that we've done prior to a second?
So your resolution is
on. Resolution's off. Motion would be to send concept of data centers / industrial facilities to PNZ for review.
Data centers, industrial facilities, facility regulations.
Data center, industrial / industrial facility regulations to planning and zoning for review.
Yes.
Do you want to read that back just to make sure it's right?
We don't have regulations yet.
It's a concept of. It's the concept of, so they can. Do we want to?
We technically do have regulations on them. It's
I want to make sure I got it.
We do have regulations. It's just they aren't specific to.
Yeah.
Is the intent there where?
Okay.
Can you go back on our recording and know the intent if there's a question on this?
Oh my gosh.
I think we can.
I think we've hammered it. I think you can figure out the intent.
Anything else? Let's see if I push open on here, will it make it so it can vote?
But that's not the motion on there. You have to this is for resolution.
Oh, I'm not even going to do it on there. All right, we have a motion and a second by Juergens. Nothing else? Please vote. 7 in favor. We'll send that down to PNZ for review. Mr. Lytle.
Lisa.
Yes.
Timeline. April 23rd, are you going to discuss this?
We'll probably bring it up to them, you know, and then introduce your letter that you're going to send down to us. But this will take time, you know. But we encourage, you know, the input of the community as well, and also any industry that is interested. They're a viable part of this discussion as well.
Lisa, I'm sure industry will be contacting you for your meeting dates. How can the public know when you're going to be meeting so that they can also come to meetings and
participate? Sure. We do a legal notification. We'll post it. We'll make sure Dawn gets it on the calendar for the county website. So
this is as Lisa said, this will take time. It's intended to take time so that everybody has the opportunity to be involved and get the input and be thorough. So just encourage people that all the public here, I appreciate everybody here. It's going to take time, a year plus. Stay involved, be involved. These things affect everyone, and I appreciate everyone that's here because that's what it takes, is people being involved.
And I will share with the public also and with the board that whenever you have information that you want to share with planning and zoning, forward it to me. I then either print it off and forward it to them in timely matters, so that way they have all that information in front of them as well. So, or forward it to Dawn. But between the two of us, then we get that information out. So that way the printed source, our members have that hard copy in front of you. So we assist you with that process. So.
Thank you. I thought it was important that everybody understood that April 23rd is the next meeting.
April 23rd will...
might be initial conversations, but it's going
to
be...
Yeah, we'll put it on the agenda to introduce, you know, the board's wishes for the planning and zoning to begin conversation, and your wishes as well. But we really won't start a lot of discussion at that particular time. So
it is important, though, get any information that you want for the particular boards to yourself or the clerk. It'll get out to everybody that way. These meetings are all public, so any discussion that is had, you can be there for it. It's like I say, it's slow on purpose. It's painfully slow at times, but...
And I do want to add, though, at this particular time, you know, so industry has that same opportunity. I'm sure that industry is going to take that opportunity to start their community outreach, you know, and this is going to give them time too. So we're going to learn as much from their community outreach as you know, the public is as well. So, but
it's a big deal. I mean, I know people don't want to take time for things like this, but it is a big deal, and it could be a big deal. We want to make sure the consequences are good and not bad. So we end up with whatever project comes along, whether it's this one or another one, we want it to be positive for the community, positive for the folks here. So we will not be taking any action on the agenda item other than we did discuss. We didn't approve or disapprove a resolution. We offered another, Ms. Haxby offered another motion in lieu of. Is there anything else for open session? If not, prior to going into closed session for consultation for legal counsel and pending litigation, we will take an approximate 5-minute recess. We'll reconvene at approximately 10:05 to 10:10, somewhere in there.
See you, Rob.
We'll reconvene at 10:13 on the clock. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 10:13 for update on potential litigation.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor.